Cool,
yeah, just
get like the shine. Cum laude ablat gemara.
Are you going to tell me the four words after Mekenish Tansen Batsai Chatzis? I think you were last week going to mention four.
Okay, we're in Daf Chav Gimel, the Mishnah. We're still learning about how neighbors should coexist. Marchikin es hashevich min ha'ir. If you have a chicken coop and you want to build it far away from the city, chamishim ma'am, a minute 50 yamas. Why? Because your birds are going to go out there and eat from the things that are growing around the city. So therefore, you have to distance it 50 yamas. Number one. Number two, v'le'yase adam shevich b'tishalei. The same thing in your own property. Don't build a shevich. Elim ken yesh le'chamishim ma'am l'chol ruach. This is 50 yamas. Otherwise, you'll be eating from your neighbor's vegetation. Rashi, because these birds, the pigeons, will eat up the seeds from the gardens. Also, your neighbor, you don't want to take away from their food. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have a property the size that you can plant four kurim, then how big of an area that you can drink mole sugar hayoina. That how far the bird, you should distance of the chicken coop, how far the bird flies in one leap. If you bought a filu beis reva, if you bought a property, even the size of a beis reva, and the chicken coop there, you're allowed to maintain it because probably the person you bought it from had a right, had a chazaka, bought the right, so it was meichel, and therefore you can use Rashi. How far they can leap in one go. Even though you don't have around it, only beis reva kav, this is the chazaka you have.
This is for a chicken coop or a thing for birds?
Sorry?
It's a chicken coop?
All birds, all kinds of birds, yeah. So even though you bought a tiny property and all you have around this coop is the size that you can plant a quarter of a cob, which is very small. But since you bought it with an existing coop, means that whoever bought it before you probably had permission. Says the Gemara, 50 yamas of Siloy no more. But I mean, we asked a question. We learned, in person, nishbin li yoinim. If you want to go ahead and trap birds, do not go ahead and trap birds. Elegan oyrochim, and ishlo shmiris. You should distance yourself from the. He's not here now. I don't see him.
Hello.
Yes. Unless you are distant from a city, the distance of 30 days, which is 4 kilometers, what are you telling me the distance? You have to keep the bird away 50 yamas. It seems to him at 4 kilometers. Birds fly great distances. We don't want you to trap birds within 4 kilometers of the city because maybe you'll trap private people's birds. So when it comes to flying, they fly 4 kilometers at a time. Or maybe kirsayu, when it comes to consumption, they're filling their stomachs. Bechamishim amsam malyum, they'll only eat within 50 amas. And in the case of the coop, we're worried about that the birds will eat the vegetation, you know, the seeds in the ground, so only a distance of 50 amas. Flying, you tell me they're limited to 30 days, which is the equivalent of 4 kilometers. That's a question. But Tanya, we learned that Braise. Uvi Yishav in a settlement, I feel a may meal, don't trap birds near a city, even 100 kilometers. From within this, it is a cities everywhere, even 100 kilometers distance from some other places. You shouldn't. Lo Yifrei. So, we see, because if flying, they fly a lot more than 4 kilometers. They fly much greater distances. Rabbi Yisuf Omar, be Yishuv Karamim. Rabbi Yisuf answered, no. We're talking about there were a bunch of vineyards there, and the bird, when the bunch of vineyards, the bird flies from one vineyard to the next vineyard.
That's some birds can fly a huge
distance. I'm talking about one leap, but one go, not to go and then rest for an hour or so.
Okay. Yeah, some birds who are can fly from one country to another.
Yeah, but they stop in the way. Not stopping. But here there were trees, that's why, exactly. If there are trees, they can go 100 kilometers. Rava ma bi yishuv shayvchim. We're talking about a whole bunch of coops along the way, and therefore they just jump from one to the next. The table lay mishum shayvchim gufay, asking about a question. So what are you telling me? You shouldn't go ahead and trap them because maybe you'll have a bird from the city. What about the fact that the shayvchim right next to you? You boy same with today. Boy same with the Kanani. Says here, good morning. All you want to say, we'll have to get you another gemara here.
Not exactly. No.
Yeah, but, yeah. Well, the English one is missing. It should be. This should be. Okay, answer the Gemara. Why are you worried about the chicken coops? Because Ibai same the day they all belong to him. So what are you worried about? Ibai same the Kanai belong to Goyim, so we don't care. Ibai same but the Hefka, they belong to nobody. We're in the middle of the page of Gimel Amud Aleph by the two dots. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have a base abor kur, Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have an area, a large area for kur, then you have to make sure that you shouldn't build a chicken coop as long as the distance that a yena flies and a dove can fly in one go. And then we said at the end, the very end of the mission is if you bought a little piece of property, just enough to plant a quarter of a kav, but I have a coop inside, nobody can complain to you. Because you'll say that my vendor probably had permission to do it. Says you might be, but I don't know that for a fact. I'm going to pay a puppy. We will advocate on behalf of a purchaser because they don't really know how do they know what happened. So we'll say probably this is what happened. And we'll advocate on behalf of an heir that he doesn't know what his father did. But if he asked something, we'll say probably his father had permission. Yoidish says the Gemara, that's the purpose of our mission to tell you that an ear has rights. Tanina, we already learned it elsewhere. Habo Mishum Yerusha, if somebody comes with a taina. Usually if I live in a property for a long time and somebody says, hey, it's not yours, if I've been there 3 years, I have a chazaka. But I can't just say I was here 3 years and nobody protested. I have to also have a taina. I say I bought it and I lost the deed. And what I nobody protested. But if I yashed it from my father, I don't need to say that my father bought it. I have evidence. I don't have to know. I bought it from my father, and I've been here for a long time. He's been here for a long time. And we will advocate on his behalf. If you buy something and you don't know what actually happened, if you bought it from a vendor and he's been there for a long time, that's good enough. If you purchase a courtyard, and you have there all kinds of beams sticking out, and you have like balconies. You're not allowed to build a balcony out in the street, but if you build a house inside your property and then your balcony extends out in the street, doesn't matter, that's all right. So, but if I bought a building existing this way, I can just say he must have done it with permission because this is how I bought the building. So what do I need this mission to tell you that we advocate on behalf of a purchaser? We already know that we need to do other missions. We need it for a purchaser. In the case of the balcony, he did it the right way. He built it in his own property and then extended outside. Or the people in the street were meichel. Well, how were they meichel? Because they didn't protest. There were no protests and signs and placards everywhere. The aval hochav yaloi over here. It's only your neighbor. No right. The yashmin hochav. They give the yochiru. It's your neighbor. Aim a piece of paisa. It's easy to appease. You're only one person. Inam yachul hochav yaloi. Your neighbor was meichel. Our rabbi. But if you're the public man, paisa man shavik. Who did it? Aim a loy. Tzichli if you need it. Yeah. So therefore, we need the chiddush that we will always advocate if something exists for a long time and the person who bought it has no idea how or why. He doesn't have to. As long as he can say, this is how it was for so many years, that's enough. We said before that when it comes to the zikin, there's no chazaka. Things can always, no matter how many years you've been doing something, people can protest. So what do you mean that you had a chicken coop here for a long time? Who cares? Mori says, when do we say that there's no chazaka by the zikin? Where the damage is extensive, for example, the smoke. All the time, it's always very uncomfortable. Or as we know, a basic kisi, it's a toilet. There's always a stench. So no matter how many years it's been that way, I can still complain. No, chicken coop are worried the birds will fly out of there and eat somebody else's seeds. That's what birds do. Okay, now we're starting a new Gemara. The Mishnah is Chav Gimel and Beis on top. We'll just start doing Rashi. It says the Mishnah. Nipple, a bird, hanimtze b'toich chamishim amma, if you found a bird within a distance of 50 amas from a chicken coop or from a bird coop, hareyusha bala shevich, we say it belongs to the owner of the coop. Probably that's where it came from. Chutz me chamishim amma, if you found it outside of 50 amma, then who does it belong to? We don't know. So hareyusha moitzei, it belongs to the finder, finders, keepers. What about Nimtza Ben Shnei Shaycha? You found it between two kups. Karev of Lezer Shaloi. If it's closer to one kup, it belongs to that person. Karev of Lezer Shaloi. In other words, whoever is closer to, then probably that's where it came from. Mechza, Mechza is right in between, and Shnei Miachleiku, you divide. Rashi? Nipoil.
Divide
means you sell it and you divide the money. Nipol Geisel, a little bird. Hanizde Chamisha Mama Shal Shaycha of the kup. Nimtza Ben Shnei Shaycha Betei Chamishim Lishnei. So it means that the Bein doesn't mean exactly the same distance for both. It means there was within 50, they were overlapped. So let's say there were only like, there were 60 amas apart, and this was found in somewhere in between, so that both overlap. It says the way Rashi learns, within 50 amas, you don't say, oh, this guy's 20 and this guy's 30, he's closer. Within 50 amas, that's called, it's in the region of the coop, and the birds move around. So we don't know where it goes. Amar Abchanina says the famous halacha. Abchanina says, what does he say? He says, Raiv, you have different rules, you have different axioms. You have a rule that says that Achir Rabim Lahatas, that majority rules. And then you have a rule that you always go near, that logic says that if something is, you don't know where it's from, you look at the close of the neighbor and you say, that's where it came from. What about these two principles are clashing with each other? Which is more powerful, Raiv or Korv? How do you know Raiv works? Because Achir Rabim Lahatas, the Torah says, you follow the majority. How do you know that Korv is effective? Because by Egla Rufa, we say which city has to bring the Egla Rufa, the one that's nearby. Now, when these two principles clash, which takes precedence? It says the Gemara, Amar Abchanina, Reiv and a Korev, Hulchin Achar a Reiv. You follow the Reiv. Afagav the Ruba, the Reis a Reiv, and the Teda from the Pasik, Achar Rabim Lahatas. The Korv the Reis and Korev is the Teda, because of the Egla Rufa, Filhochin Nevertheless, Ruba Odif. Reiv is stronger. He doesn't say why. Why? Some Rishonim say he just heard so. Other Rishonim say the logic is as follows. The whole lot, what's the logic of Korv? Why should it belong to the place that's closer by? Why?
Because you don't know.
So why Korv? That itself is Roiv, because probably it came from the closest place. So Korv is an ancillary of Roiv. So when you have the Roiv itself direct, or a Korv which is an ancillary of Roiv, will follow the Roiv. That's what they want to say. Others say Korev is not a logical principle, it's a legal principle. While Reiv is a logical principle. Korev is, you don't know what to do, so if we go to the closest place. Just because it's closer means it has to come necessarily from there, they say no. Rashi. Reiv or Korev, imbo, double offense. Something came before us, v'yesh boy lahalach achar Reiv. You have a choice to go after the majority, who kachet sovim, tailor boy achar Korev, go after the what's closer, ain't a kach, it's different. Ha loich boy achar Reiv, follow the majority. Avagal tavayu, the raisa, the both matayra. Where do we see that? Ruba, the raisa, chsiv achir rabim lahatas. And kurva, the raisa, chsiv hoya ira kreiva. Now, Taser and older Shemer, they ask, we have a rule, we had a mark, ksuvah, that says vav. And we'll have a chulin that if you have 9 stores selling kosher meat and 1 store selling not kosher meat, and you find it benimtza, you find it in the street, you say you go after the majority. Now, why don't you say you go after the closest store? So there we clearly see that Reiv, Vekarev, go after Reiv. So what do you need a chenin to tell you that for?
You know, that
type of
principle, you could actually be eating
Teiv. But the halacha is not Teiv. The halacha transforms. If the halacha says kosher, you have 3 pieces of meat. 2 are kosher, 1 Teiv. You can eat all 3. I definitely ate treif, no. Because the halacha, it's an amazing thing. Transformed the treif. Yeah, and especially after Chulun Chassidus, the treif gets chayis, sholgu, tmeis. That means it's a source of life. It's from a wrong place, and yet suddenly halacha came and turned that around. Now, so Tosis answers, there's a two kinds of roivs. There's a ruba, the isa kamon, a ruba, the lesser kamon. There's a rave that's present in front of us, and then there's a rave, it's a universal principle. 9 stores versus 1 store is a ruba di isa kamon. You can count, there's 9 stores there, and so on. And the pasuk achir rabim lahatas is talking about ruba di isa kamon. 3 judges, 2 goes one way, 1 goes the other way, you follow the majority. That's a ruba di isa kamon. We're talking about a principle. A principle that mistame, the bird, came from either where the majority was, or it comes from the closest coop. So these are universal principles. And universal principle called the Ruba de Lesser Kamon. We don't learn that from a Pasuk. You know, the Gemara calls it here the Raisa. It could be Talocha Moshe Masinai. And the Ruba de Lesser Kamon, we wouldn't know that the Ruba de Lesser Kamon is stronger than Karev. And that's what you need of Chanina. And in the Rashaina, many of the Achrayim and the Ksos and others, there's an argument, what's stronger, Ruba de Lesser Kamon or Ruba de Lesser Kamon? A Ruba de Lesser Kamon, in a way, is more powerful because the Reiv is right in front of you. Ruba de Lesser Kamon is some, you know, principle. So Ruba de Lesser Kamon should be much stronger. Others argue punfa kert, because the ruben isa come on, the miut does also come on. So the miut is standing against the raiv. It can never be 100% because there's one treifa store right here. But the ruben the lesser come on is a principle. Who said bechal is a miut at all? So the miut is not here either. So the raiv there is stronger. Big argument and a lot of okay, enough from this. Anyway, right. By said the closer city. What about this a city? It's further away, but there's here in the city, the population is 10,000. There's a city 25 kilometers further down that has 100,000. According to Rabbi Chanina, you should say that probably who killed this dead person, the city with a raiv. Yet we don't do that. Says the Gemara, we're talking about a case where there are no other cities. Would have more people around the area. Otherwise, Yitaka would not look at the closest city. You would look at the city with that has more people in it. So I'm looking. Gemara just turned a whole pasuk in the Torah around. The Torah says the city that's Kariv comes to Gemara and says no. It's only talking about the population is also the largest or equal to everything else around. Fedi Gemara Belezer Basa Ruba Dalma. Okay, maybe the next city has the same population, but there are so many people around the world that don't live over here. Let's go off to the rave of the world, which are Ruba the lesser come on. Says the Gemara, be Yeshevas ben Harim. Nobody travels here; it's off the beaten track, and therefore there's no Rubat Alma. And this everybody wonders why the Rambam omits these words, be Yeshevas ben Harim. He doesn't bring this clause down at all. That must mean he has a whole different shot in the Gemara here, which they try to work out what it is. Rashi, further away, much more people. All the same. People don't send it off the track, so people won't come here. We learn nipul a bird found 15 amas within the coop. We say it came from there. It might be another coop. It's 100. What do you call it? Meters away, but it's a much bigger one. There's thousands of birds in here, only the dozens. But the leka, yeah, that's the thing. But the leka, there are no other coops around. If there are no other coops around, the Yochlem asks a question. Aim was safer. It says, you found it outside of 50 amas. Harehu shall moitze. The guy who found it can keep it. Who knows where it comes from? What do you mean, who knows? You just said there were no other coops around, and there's one coop, okay, 60 amas away. So, what do you think it came from? Where are you flying from? The Deleka, no other ones there. Vadai, surely. Mahu Nafal, it fell from the one, the neighboring one. Everything went hawk my skin and been mad at the. We're talking about it says a nipple. Nipple is a geisel. A geisel is a young bird. It cannot fly. It only hop. And hopping birds are very limited in the distance that they can travel. So up to 50 amas. The Amr Abu Kabachomer, call Hamadada, anybody who hops. A Madada, Yasimanun, they get too tired. So that's what we're talking about here. But you're right, if a bird fly, then we should look at the rave of whichever coop has more, not whichever one is closer. Rashi, better question. A bird that cannot fly. Only by jumping. Anyone jumps, doesn't jump more than 50. Outside 50 cannot belong to that coop because they cannot jump that far. Must be from somewhere else, who knows where. Cannot jump more than 50. It's no longer a jumper. If it's more than 50 and there's nothing around within 50 amas, then this bird must be a flyer, not a jumper, and therefore it cannot come from this coop over here, because if it's a flyer, maybe it did come from this coop, but there's other birds, other coops that have many more birds. You go after the world. This is a famous Gemara. Boy, and remember this Gemara. Boy, Rav Yimya. Rav Yimya asked the question. So, nu, what happens? Ragloi achas betoichnun, ve ragloi achas chutz mechamishim amah. You got a bird. Every bird has two legs. One leg is inside the 50 amas, which means it's a jumper. So it comes from the coop. The other leg is outside the 50 amas, which maybe mean that this half of the bird is a flyer, and a flyer then maybe came to go off the drive to Alma. So what do you do it? Do we cut the bird in half and say, well, half the bird is a flyer and half the bird is a jumper? Or how do we work this? You know what they did? You know what they answered him? They finally got sick and tired of him. They picked him up by the scruff of his neck and they threw him out the window. Valdom, because of this question, afkul rabim yabay medrasha. They had enough. They threw him out of yeshiva. Why punk now they threw him out of yeshiva?
leg out.
Very good.
One leg in, one leg out.
Look at tases there. Tases is a very important thing to remember. This tases. Why did they throw him out? So Pashtun Pshat in the Litvah said, other Shoyim say, because they got tired of his questions. He's always, I mean, you have once in a while, you might ask a question or half an hour, but so every time Rabbi Yemi asks these kind of everything. You know, you ever had these students that are annoying? He was an annoying person, so I had enough of him. That's what they say. But look at Tesis. Valdo.
I wonder if they gave him lines to write
in. Yeah, no patience. Threw him out. Even though within 2 days ago, don't throw any students out, here they threw him out. Valdo Avkul Rabbi Yemi Bemedrosha, says Tesis. Ein lefarish, don't learn pshat mishum de boi milsa de lashkicha klal. He asked them a annoying question because something never happened. That's what he's asking. The heichi is, how is it possible the ragle yachas toicha mishim ve ragle yachas chutzel chamishim bitzimtzum. And you know, so to be exact, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, that's why they threw him out. No. So ashkachna de masnisi, nami b'chagavna, our very Mishnah says that if you have, you know, two coops and it's closer to, you know, if it's right in between, that means it doesn't look at Rashi that in between means it overlaps the 50 yama. He learns literally right in between. One leg is closer to here, one is closer to here. So what's the chirabim in the Mishnah? The Mishnah can say the Biba can't. The Tony machta machta chleku. Now look what Rabbein Tam says. The Nila Rabbein Tam. If Shem Hochi Avku, you already threw him out? The whole point of 50 yamas, we said now, is only by a jumper. Because if it's not a jumper, we don't really care 50 yamas anymore. Because we look at which one has more, the one that has the most birds in the area is the one we go to. It could be that one there is 100 yamas away, and this one is 10. We'll go to the 100 yamas because there are more birds. So this did the 50 yamas is only for a jumper. And the Chazal say that a jumper cannot go more than 50. So if his one leg is beyond 50, then obviously cannot be a jumper, because the Chazal, when they say something, they never make mistakes. And when they say something, it's exact. It's not roughly, approximately. And that was the problem of Yemi. It sounded like he was saying, oh, the Chazal said 50, the men around 50, approximately 50. And the Chazal know when they're very, everything they say is exactly the way it is, and nobody can question it. Yeah. This is, and so you're sort of, I guess, relaxing, or you're not taking Chazal seriously. We need a main time. Mishum hachi avku, mishum the mother the ain the mother the klal yedchemim ramad. But Chazal say you don't jump more than 50. Afilu raglechas. If Chazal say more than 50, even one leg, even one toenail can't go more than 50. The chol midas chachamim, kain who, whatever the rabbis say, it's exactly how it is. Very important taisa. So the gemara says, don't say no. You ever hear people say, oh, it's only the rabban. It's always only the rabban. Rabbanon are so exact in everything that they say. So when did he come back to yeshiva? There are two opinions. One opinion is, in Baba Basra, they eventually took him back to Kuf Samachayim Abayis. They sent him a letter, and they asked him a question about ages. So he wrote to them, they wrote him a question. He wrote to them, I'm not worthy of answering, in other words, because they threw him out. So, but they wrote him two or three times, so it sounds like they took him back in. Or others say the Gemara needed of Chav Gimel will have in Mitzvah Shem another 2 years. The Gemara needed of Chav Gimel 2.5 years. The Gemara needed of Chav Gimel tells a story that Rabbi Yimia tried to make Rabbi Zeira laugh. So Rabbi Yimia asked Rabbi Zeira a question. Legally, the Rebbe says that if an animal is inside a mother's womb, it's a kosher. So it sounded like that it's a human being. So Rabbi Yimi asked the question of Zeta, so what happens if a man is Mekadosh, this behemoth? Are they married? Because it came out of a human form. So Zeta burst out laughing. First time he laughed. So it sounded like because he made him laugh, they said, Yimi, we need you back in yeshiva. We'd like to laugh. We want to be happy.
Was he a student of Rava or Abai Rava?
No, he's ahead of them. He's a generation before them. Rabbi Yimi is throughout Shas. And then we're going to have a void. From here on, for a few Maseches, I can have him. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. And you know why? Because it made people laugh. Gotta be happy. Let him invite him. Tosh back on here. Nimtze Meshnei Shaivchais. You found the it says in the Mishnah, you found the bird between two coops. Question. It says he found between two coops, whichever one is closer. But the one of them is maybe wise in the Mishnah, they want it closer. Say which one has more birds. Again, exactly, they both have the exact same amount of birds. And the only issue left is which is closer. The lazy boss, Rubid Alma, forget about the local. What about if the majority of the birds are not from here? Let's say that this bird flew in from Chvesvu, migrated from another country. We're talking about there was a whole row full of vineyards. The Imisa de Malmasi, that since if it came from somewhere in the world. So we're talking about over here, we're talking about a bird, birds that jumping around. I have birds jumping around, they cannot go more than 50 amas. There was a shvil of krumim here. We're not talking about flying birds, we're talking about jumping birds. I have jumping birds, so how do they get around? Because there are trees here, they can go to the tree and then move on again. And now, the emis of the malmasi, but if they came from other parts, kivan the midday, because we're talking about jumping birds, one rule about jumping birds, no matter how far they jump, they always look back to see their nest or where they came from, because otherwise they don't feel secure, they're young. Kivan the midday, loy matzi asi, they cannot come from the world. Chol the midday, vahadar, chazilei lekin the midday. If he can jump, turn around, and see his nest where he came from, he will continue jumping. But if he can no longer see his coop, loim me, they won't jump. That's why we're not worried about birds from the world. Rashi, top of the page. Generally, 50 amas. Why do we mention 50 amas? Because it's beyond. Why is it beyond? We're talking about jumping birds because our shvil shal kramim. This enables the bird to move further. Rashi, they kramim another the chutz lechamishim. By having vineyards there, it can go outside of the 50 amas. On the one, because the mission doesn't say 50 amas, it says whichever is closer. So therefore, we thought it was talking about flying birds. And if it's flying birds, let's say it came from the world, so we answered talking about jumping birds. And why does it 50 amas? Because it can go further than 50 amas. Why? Because there's a shvil of krumim, there's a vineyard there, so therefore the bird can go to one tree, rest a little bit, then move to the next tree.
It's like a marker for them to get back.
Exactly. If you're secure, and also they can move. However, there's a limit how far they'll go. And if we're not worried about strange birds coming in, jumping around. Because we're talking about a bird that's jumping, so you can tell it didn't come from too far. When he sees its nest, the mother will jump. The vineyards are blocking. Says he, what about Omer Abayi? Says Abayi, Af Anan Nam Mitanin. In fact, Rav is asking all of these questions. On Rabbi said, I'm going to support Rabbi Chanina that Rav and Kadiv. Rav is better. Says he, what about? Yeah, how do I know that? Tanin, we learned a woman. When we get to Nida, we'll learn this better because the whole world asks. It's not the way we know the biology of a woman today. A woman. So we have a guess. The woman has the. Forget what we call uterus and cervix and all that. We'll have a cheder, an inner chamber, which is the cervix, the uterus, and then you have the cervix. And then above that, you have an aliyah, like an upstairs that straddles both. Blood that comes from the inner chamber, the cheder, is dam nida and it's tummy, that's from the uterus. Blood that comes from the aliyah is not dam tummy and it's ktar. Now, the aliyah had a passageway called a lul that goes through into this corridor, the cervix, comes out. So you need to know where the blood came from before you metame this woman. So today we don't have that kind of anatomy in a woman. There's the upstairs and downstairs. So we try to work out how to work. If blood was found in the corridor, we're not sure where it came from. Did it come from the inner chamber and it's tamei from up from Ali and it's tay? It's tamei. In all probability, rave blood that flows through that proizer, that corridor, comes from the cheder, from in the place of Nida. I forgot the ik aliyah the mikra, even though the aliyah might be closer to the front, because this is the back inner recesses, then the aliyah straddles both, and the aliyah could be right on top. Even though it's closer, what is he? Rave and Kodav, you have to rave. Omalei Rava, says Rava, that is not a raya. Rava says, I don't see any support for me. Why not? Rave umotsu kamrit. This is not just rave. Rave can be 51%. This isn't 51%, this is like 99%. And 99%, everyone is made that rave is a dominant one. We're talking about with 51%. Rave umatzi kamit, rave umatzi lekel amanda amad. There's nobody who argued Rav Chanina. Everyone will agree that rave umatzi is different. And I'll prove it to you. The Tani Rav Chia said, dam hanin tzeb pruzder. Usually when we have a suffix, we don't tell them bring a carbon, because if it's wrong, you just brought a chul into the azor, that's a terrible thing. If a woman found blood in a corridor, she didn't feel anything shudder, she didn't know where it came from. We're so convinced that she is a nida and that she has to bring, and then let's say she walked in the basement by mistake, she has to bring a carbon, or she touched something, she has to bring a carbon, They have to bring a car. It will burn kachim if she's touched something, as if it was 100%. But it wasn't. She doesn't know where it came from. But it's such a strong probability to us, it's like 100%. So then it's not a question of raven kodim. This is like absolute. It's like a vaday. It says, "Dama nitzav praising the carbon." Chayovin all of abisay. She walks to base midrash, bringing carbon, v'sorfin all of us a truma. So it's a raya that what that the raya much is different. Then the Gemara says three more lines. We finish the sugya. But Amar Rava says, "Shmami no berabchia tlas." We learn from Rabchia three things. This Rabchia who said that we're going to treat as if it's dam nida. We're going to learn three dinim from here. Number one is raya v'karav hochach raya. Which is it's amazing. A minute ago, you said you cannot bring a raiv from here because this is not just a raiv. This is like 100% it came that she's a nidda. And now you think from Hegel and now that probability versus nearby probability is the dominant factor, which is very different than what you said a minute ago. That's cool. We'll soon see in a minute. Bishmam no ruba the raiv. Saying that you know that raiv is matayda because we're making you bring a carbon based on raiv. Ushmam no isel rab zeda. We follow rab zeda. Okay, Bekitzer. No, we'll do this tomorrow.